We turn now to our exclusive interview with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about those hostage negotiations and Israel's long-term plan for the Gaza Strip. Mr. Prime Minister, thank you for being here on the CBS Evening News.
Thank you.
CBS News has learned that there is a deal on the table to free hostages in exchange for a 3 to 5 day ceasefire. How close are you to bringing some of the hostages home?
Well, we're closer than we were before we began the ground action, because the ground action has put pressure on Hamas to achieve a ceasefire. We'll have a temporary ceasefire if we can get our hostages back. I don't think it serves that purpose for me to elaborate further on that. We're doing every effort. It's part of our, our three war goals. One, to destroy Hamas. Second, to bring back our hostages to Israel. And third, to ensure that that threat, that terrorist threat, never arises again from Gaza, and that Gaza has a different future, better for us, for the Palestinians, and for the entire Middle East. So bringing back the hostages is an integral part of our war goals, and we're doing everything we can to achieve it.
But to be clear, are you considering a limited ceasefire?
I said that we would have a temporary ceasefire only if we have our hostages back, and I haven't changed what I said.
And would Israel agree to release Palestinian prisoners in exchange for hostages?
Nora, I don't think it helps. You can ask me, and that's your job. You're a journalist, and you should inquire. But I think there are certain things that we're holding as confidential until we have something to tell. And when we do, if we do, you and the entire world would know about it, including the hostage families.
This is the first chance to hear from you since the targeted raid on Al-Shifa Hospital. If Hamas is using a hospital as a command center, that is a war crime. Do you have concrete evidence?
Of course. First of all, we had concrete evidence that there were terrorist chieftains and terrorists, their terrorist minions, in the hospital. And in fact, they fled. As our forces approached, they fled. That's why we had no firefight. We entered that hospital with Arabic-speaking Israeli doctors, with incubators, and we had no firefight. But Hamas was using the patients in that hospital as a human shield. And on level minus two, we found a command and control center, military communications, coded equipment. We found bombs. We found weapons. And we also found terror tunnels in the hospital compound. Now, we're doing this very gingerly because we're trying to do the moral thing, the right thing, to deprive Hamas of having this safe zone in a hospital, but at the same time to neutralize its use as a command center for terrorists. And so far we've achieved it. I'm glad to say that we've been able to do that. We talked to the hospital administration. We told them we're coming in. Make sure that no one is there, no one is hurt. And so far we've achieved that. And I hope we'll continue to achieve that as we finish the job.
Where are the hostages being held? Do you know?
We had strong indications that they were held in the Shifa Hospital, which is one of the reasons we entered the hospital. If they were, they were taken out. We have intelligence about the hostages. But again, as to your first question, I think the less I say about it, the better.
Mr. Prime Minister, you've noted that one goal of the war is to de-radicalize Gaza. But does the violence and the killing of thousands of innocent civilians fuel a future generation of hatred?
First of all, any civilian death is a tragedy. And we shouldn't have any, because we're doing everything we can to get the civilians out of harm's way, while Hamas is doing everything to keep them in harm's way. So we send leaflets, we call them. We call them on their cell phones and we say, leave. And many have left, but Hamas tried to stop them at gunpoint and fired at the safe corridors that we provided for the Palestinians. So they don't give a hoot about the Palestinians. They think they're safe in the underground, this messianic, theological, mad cult that is fighting below. And they're saying that, you know, damn the Palestinians above. We don't say that. We do everything we can to have them leave. That's what we're doing. The other thing that I can say is that we'll try to finish that job with minimal civilian casualties. That's what we're trying to do. Minimal civilian casualties, but unfortunately, we're not successful. I'll give you the, I'll give you a parallel, because the German
Mr. Prime Minister, I know we don't have much time, so I do want to ask you about the future of Gaza. Right. President Biden has made it clear to you that it would be a big mistake to occupy Gaza. Do you disagree with President Biden?
We want overall military responsibility to prevent the reemergence of terror. We're not seeking to occupy. That's not our goal. But our goal is to make sure that what happens there is different. To do that, we have to demilitarize Gaza, and we have to de-radicalize Gaza, just as you had to have a different future. You know, after the conquest of Germany, you de-radicalized, denazified Germany. After the conquest of Japan, you made sure that the aggressive policies of Imperial Japan are different. There was a cultural change. We need a cultural change here. We can't have a civilian administration enter Gaza that will not fight terrorists, that is committed to funding terrorists as opposed to fighting terrorists, that uses pay for slay, that teaches its children the way Hamas teaches its children. Israel has to be dissolved. That can't work. We can't go back to failed strategies. There has to be a different regime and a different future for Israelis and Palestinians alike. That's what will give hope to Palestinians. We liberate them from Hamas, liberate them from this tyranny. Give them a real future, and that requires the destruction of Hamas.
And move forward on a two-state solution.
And move forward to make sure you don't have a terrorist state. Make sure that you don't have a state that teaches its children that you have to destroy Israel. And I say, let the Palestinians have all the powers to govern themselves, but none of the powers to threaten Israel. And that means not only making sure that Gaza is demilitarized, but also that Gaza is de-radicalized. And if you ask me, we need a different civilian leadership than the one that has been offered to the Palestinians today.
Mr. Prime Minister, President Biden also says that extremist settlers attacking Palestinians in the West Bank is pouring gasoline on fire. Will you hold those settlers in the West Bank accountable for violence?
We hold anyone taking the law into their own hands or committing vigilante violence. That is out. We cannot accept that. I mean, that is, I've said that in Hebrew, I've said that in English, I've said that in broadcast, and I'm saying it to you again. I think people, and I've said that to the community leaders in Judea and Samaria. And by the way, they agree with me, because 99.9% of the settler community are law-abiding, solid citizens. They pay their taxes, they serve in the army. These are families that are law-abiding families. You have a tiny fraction, and most of them are teenagers that actually come outside of Judea Samaria, and they should be held accountable. But I wouldn't make a false symmetry between the hundreds and hundreds of terrorist attacks, including today, including just today, right at the outskirts of Jerusalem, of Hamas sympathizers and terrorists who come and shoot people, innocent people. And we take care to fight against them. So the degree of this extremist violence is tiny. But even a tiny amount is unacceptable to us. That's the difference. And you know how it's tested? Nora, this is it. This is the big one. I condemn these actions. But the Palestinian leadership, the Palestinian Authority leadership today, President Abbas, 40 days into this horror, the worst horrors perpetrated on Jews since the Holocaust, the rape and murder of women, the slaughter of children in front of their parents and parents in front of their children, the burning of babies, the beheading of women, he has yet to condemn it. I condemn any kind of violence that is perpetrated, any kind of extremist violence. He not only does not condemn it, but his officials laud it. That's the difference. There is no symmetry between Israel and its foes.
Mr. Prime Minister, I understand our time is up. I hope you will join us again on CBS. Thank you.
Thank you, Nora. Appreciate it.